Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Van Haven bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Donald Hunter, one of our great Brain Trust members, great financial planning expert and business expert, business consulting expert. He's been helping people for a long time now. Don, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
www.donaldhunterfinancial.com.
So check that out. And when's your book coming out, Don?
I'm working on content, not in the book form, but I'm creating videos around productivity. And I have one called The Big Fish Phenomenon.
All right.
about building teams. And so that's where I'm focused.
And probably smarter for it. And can folks find those when they go to DonaldHunter.com?
Not yet. I'm in the
You're working on that.
Developing.
All right. Well, you'll be sure to let us know when you'll be sure to let us know when they're ready, right?
Yeah, sometime this year.
We'll make sure let us know. We'll make sure we let people know out there. So, okay, we were just talking about knowing your customer, and so you know, if you're going to know your customer, one of the components of executing on that is making sure that you're pricing your products right, isn't it, Donald? I mean, you gotta make sure. I mean, I walk into small businesses all the time, Don, and I'll pick up a product and I'll say if I know what the price is or whatever. But let's say I see the price on it, I know what that product costs. I know what Lowe's or Walmart sells it for, and I tell them you're not charging enough for this. I mean, I'm buying it. I pulled in there to buy that. And I'll lay it on the table, and I'll give them money. But when I do, I say, you need to charge me more for that. And they look at me like I'm crazy, which most people already know that's the case. But still, you know, I'm trying to help them understand that you can't stay in business if you can't compel me to pay more for it than that.
Absolutely. And you have to understand your cost, as you just indicated here, but also the value that the customer is receiving from what you're selling.
Well, for one thing, here's a value to me. I pulled up to the front door within 25 feet of the front door. I walked in. I was within 50 feet of the product. I walked back toward the car, paid for it, and I was back in my car in a matter of a couple of minutes. That's value to me.
Absolutely, and they probably don't even think of that.
No, they don't. That's what you talk about value-based pricing all the time. You have to understand that, because if a small business owner doesn't get the fact that they have to get their margins, they will not survive, will they?
No, they won't at all. But a lot of small business owners are afraid that they won't be able to sell anything if they don't lower their price.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of charging more money because they just want to get any customer, just want to sell anybody.
Back to what you said in the last segment, they think Walmart customers are their prospects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they haven't defined what their ideal customer is all about.
Well,
they haven't really explore what their customers really want and need. And as you said earlier in the last segment, they think everybody's their customer and they haven't defined the fact that maybe they only need 50 good customers or 300 good customers.
Well, all right, so let's say it's a hardware store and I walk in and I pick up a piece of something or other. And the guy who's selling it to me says, now, do you have the flux that you need with this? Do you have the glue that you need with this? Do you know how this works? Well, tell me how you're using this, and because I'd like to make sure you got everything you need before you get out of here. then, you know, I'm thinking, okay, hey, this is great. And now I've forgotten what the price is of the product because I got an assistant here. I got a pro helping me. I don't even know what the price of the product is.
And you don't get that expertise at Walmart.
No.
And see, that expertise should be mentioned in the marketing,
mm-hmm.
in the selling.
Mm-hmm.
We provide this. This is how we're different. This is our differentiation as compared to Walmart or any other store.
And a way of supporting it is by what you're doing, what you talked about doing in the earlier part of the segment, Donald, is by doing a video, a series of videos perhaps, where you talk about how to use your product. What regardless of what it is, if it's clothes or plumbing or landscaping or construction or whatever it might be, selling guitars or whatever, you do some kind of an information video that shows people, you know, that this is who you are, what you do, and this is how you use this product, not how you sell it, not what's for sale, but how do you use it, and people see that, and it's part of the value, and it causes them to, not everyone, but most people will buy from you because of that. That's value-based pricing.
A lot of people will, because a lot of people need that expertise. They go into a Walmart, and they're so unsure about what they're buying, they can always bring it back,
right.
But who wants to come back and go through that long line again?
Well, that's exactly right. Donald Hunter, financial.com, is that right, Don?
Yes.
Donald Hunter Financial, so we can find out more about what Don does. When we come back, we're going to talk about making it happen, pulling the trigger, getting the job done. Don's got some ideas on that. That's coming up right after the break. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.